Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Brachas Daf Yurches. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amir Beis says, Misha Mesa Mutal Lofano Potter Mikriya Shema. Umanatfilo, Umanatfilo, Umikol Mitzvah Yis Hamruz Batera. Someone who has a mace that's in front of him, he's Potter from the three mitzvahs of Kriya Shema, Tfilo, and Tfilin, and from all the mitzvahs as well. But if you look in Rashi, Rashi says the reason why you Potter from Shema, Lefishu Tarod Bemachsheves Kfurasoi, Vahavidum Yudachasa, the Potter Misham Tirda de Mitzvah. A person who has a mace mutal lefanov is potter from reading Shema and doing the other mitzvahs because he's tarud b'machsheves k'furasai. He has the responsibility to do the mitzvah on his mind. That takes away from his kavanah and his focus. So he's potter from doing the other mitzvahs. The Achrayim say it's with the halacha of ha'isik b'mitzvah, potter min ha'mitzvah. Rishayim say that according to Rashi, if he wants and he's able to, he could calm his mind down, he could do the other mitzvahs. If you look in the Rabbeinu Yoina asks a question on this from the Gemara later on. Our daf, the Gemara daf Yurches. So the Gemara says that not only is someone who has a mace mutal lefanov potter from the mitzvahs, but even if he's a shomer, he's watching a mace, he's also potter from the mitzvahs. And the Gemara asks about halfway down the Amr, Mesayu mishamri in of a mahalak bevesak faris loy. It seems that only someone who has a mace mutal lefanov or is watching a mace is potter, but if he's walking in a bevesak faris, he's chayiv. And the Gemara asks from a brayso, "Vatanya lo yahalachad mevesak faris, a person should now walk in the besak faris, utfilim b'rayshay v'sevitayr b'zrayay v'kayre." And if he does so, oivim mishum loyeg l'rash chayref aysayu. So you see that not only meisayu mishamra is potter from mitzvahs, even someone who's walking in the besak faris. And the Gemara answers, "Hasam teichar ba'amis huda aser chutlar ba'amis chayiv." When is it aser? Only when he's teichar ba'amis. But if he's outside of arba amis, then he's chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Lashon of Aser seems to be true not only on someone who's walking in a Besak Faris, but even someone who's Mesek Mutal Lefanov. It's also Aser, not Potter. Aser would seem to say that even if he wants, he's not allowed to, he's forbidden to do the mitzvahs. And he brings a Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi says, Tosfos quotes it as well, that the reason why a person cannot be Mekayim the mitzvahs is Mipnei Kvodei Shel Meis, which seems to be a different shot than Rashi. Rashi seems to say the reason why a person is potter from doing the mitzvahs is because of the din of ha'isik b'mitzvah potter min ha'mitzvah. So there it's possible that if he wants to, he could. And the truth is, Rashi, Dibur Hamaschel ve'enei mevarech, on the bottom of Yedzayin HaMebei says, ve'enei tzarech levarech birchas ha'moitzi. He doesn't need to make a bracha. And Tosfos Dibur Hamaschel ve'enei mevarech says, pirush Rashi ve'en zakuk levarech, u'mashma b'teich pirushai, shimratza levarech rashoi. That if he wants to, he could. And Tosfos brings this Yerushalmi and says, "Miu b'Yerushalmi ka'amar imrata lahachmer ein chaymaloi." Lekachner loymar, he argues and says, "Einem avarich in a rashay levarich." And then he brings the Yerushalmi that says that the reason why someone was a mesa mutal lefan of his pater is because of the kvaydei shel meis. I would think to say that dependent on what the reason why a person who has a mes mutal lefan of is pater from the mitzvahs, that would make an afkamina whether or not he's allowed to if he wants to. If the reason is, Isaac b'mitzvah potter min ha'mitzvah, and he's tarod, so if he could calm himself down, then he could do the mitzvahs. However, if the reason is, b'kvodei shel meis, then it's aser. And I was thinking this could be dependent on the two shittas with Amirayim and Daf Yerches Amar Aleph. Because the Gemara asks a stira, because the Mishnah says, Misha meisim mutter lefanov. Dafka of the meis is before him, is he potter from all the mitzvahs. However, v'sheinim mutter lefanov loy. The Gemara asks on the bottom of Yedayin Amar Aleph all the way through to the top of Yerches Amar Aleph that there seems to be a brisa that says that even if the mace is not mutal lefanov, he's going to be potter from the mitzvahs. And the Gemara gives two tirutzim. The first answer is Rapapa's answer. Tirgamo machzer panov eichel. That the brisa that says, which seems to indicate that even if the mace is not mutal lefanov, you're going to be potter from the mitzvahs is not true. If the mace is not mutal lefanov, you're chayiv. And the brisa that says that you're potter means that the mace is there, just you're turned the other direction. However, Rav Ashi says, Rav Ashi Yomar Kivan Shemutal Alav Lekayvrei Mutal Lefanov Dami. Since you have the responsibility to bury the mace, it's as if it's Mutal Lefanov. I would think that Rav Papa, who says that only if you are there, that's when your potter is understanding that the reason why your potter is because of Kvodei Shel Meis. That's only when you're there. But if you're not there, then there's no inyan of giving cover to the mace. Rav Ashi, who says Kivon Shemutal Alav Lekayvrei Kemutal Lefanov Dami, he says that the reason why you're potter is because you're tarot machsheves kvurasai. So it doesn't matter if the mace is there or not there. You are responsible. You have the responsibility to bury the mace. That passes you from doing the rest of the mitzvahs. And the truth is, the Achrayim discuss is a person mechuyev to go to somewhere else, to go to a bayis acher to mekayim the mitzvahs. That means in Rav Papa who says that you're potter because you're there, maybe you should go somewhere else to be mekayim the mitzvahs. And the Tzlach says that if you have another place to go, you really do have to go somewhere else. However, the Divrei David says that according to Rav Papa, you don't have to go somewhere else. And the Chazon Ish says the reason why you don't have to go somewhere else is gufa because of Kvar Deshal Meis. So you see clearly that Rav Papa's understanding that the whole discussion is a Kvar Deshal Meis discussion. So it seems to come out that Rav Papa, who says that Dafko and the Meis is Mutal Lefanov, your Pater is understanding that the reason why your Pater is because of Kvar Deshal Meis. And however, Rav Ashi, who says, Kivan Shemutal Olav Lekaiver is Mutal Lefanov Dami, maybe he's understanding that the reason why your Pater is because of Terda the Mitzvah. Have a wonderful day.